At 6:06, it is fair. 12 degrees now in Tulsa. We're expecting a high this afternoon of 37. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Most schools, including the big ones here in Tulsa County, are closed again today. We have that list for you this morning on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. Roads are in better shape this morning. That is, once you get out of your neighborhood. Expressways are fine if you watch the entrance and exit ramps. The city streets are in worse shape this morning. Turn lanes and intersections are still somewhat icy. Well, Kurt Spitzner is an instructor at the Bridgestone Winter Driving School, and he says if you absolutely cannot avoid driving somewhere, slow down and don't panic if you lose traction.
It's very common when you're on a low traction surface that if one control didn't work, say steering, that you automatically just add in another control, like as braking, which makes the likelihood of either of those two controls working well diminish significantly.
You can check your speed by quickly braking for a second on a straight road with no cars behind you. If the brakes lock up, you're driving too fast. The snow and the bitter cold has Tulsa street people flocking to the shelters. The Day Center for the Homeless's Sandra Lewis says they need everything from cash to volunteers.
Our heat is running 24 hours a day, and we're trying to accommodate everyone. We need warm clothing, stocking caps and gloves and scarves, warm outer garments in particular. And then we always need volunteers.
She says when this many people seek shelter, supplies will run thin. Even with the snow and the ice on the ground, the Tulsa County burn ban has been extended for another week. Once what is on the ground melts, conditions will be ripe for more wildfires, according to Deputy Area Emergency Manager Jamie Ott.
But with the low dew points, the high winds, and the dry vegetation, once all this is passed, there's still going to be the possibility of wildfires later in the week.
Depending on conditions, it is possible Tulsa County leaders could reconsider and end the burn ban earlier. For now, it'll be revisited next Monday. On State Capitol Watch this morning, the Oklahoma House has defeated legislation to extend a tax credit program for the film industry. House members voted 48-43 for the measure yesterday, but it fell 3 votes short of the 51 needed for passage. Republican Representative Todd Thompson of Ada kept the measure alive by announcing a plan to reconsider the vote. Members of Tulsa's Young Professionals head to the state capitol this morning for a crash course in Oklahoma politics.
Cypros will lobby in support of education and arts funding, among other issues, but Executive Director Shaka Zakirian says this is a chance for members to learn more about politics than they did in 8th grade civics class, and it's very effective.
Our representatives show up. They recognize that we're a force to be reckoned with and that we have a voice that speaks loudly for our community here in Tulsa. And so when we go to the Capitol, they come to us.
Cypros will leave for the Capitol from OSU Tulsa at 7:30. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
As we told you he would, Randy Brogdon made it official yesterday. He is running for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Tom Coburn. The Republican from Owosso had announced earlier plans to challenge Governor Fallon's re-election, but changed his mind when the Senate seat became open. Our weather forecast is mostly sunny today. We will climb to 37 for a high. Tonight, partly cloudy, 22 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, rain will be possible in a high of 40, but by Thursday, sunshine in 51. Friday, blue skies in 64. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Now at 6:10, it is fair and 12. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.